Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
On the programme's election slot this morning, one of the senior figures of this administration, aged 63, educated locally. I think he had a birthday in May, did you, Mr. Tier?
I did indeed.
Cagandras and Ramsey Grammar were his schools. Eddie Tier chose a career in banking. He worked for one of the major Manx banks in a senior roles up to 2002, spent 2 years with a local firm of advocates until in 2004 he won the Ayr by-election. He was returned unopposed 2 years later. His constituency is a big one. It stretches from the north tip of the island right up to the Mountain Mile, I think. With his experience in banking, he went into the Treasury, was seen as a safe pair of hands to chair the MEA at the height of its unauthorised borrowings crisis, became Minister of Health in 2005, went into Education and Children in the 2005. You went into the Ministry of Health 2006 and went into Education and Children as Minister in 2010. Good morning. As Education Minister, how many marks out of 10 would you give this administration?
I think it's difficult to judge somebody else unless you've been in their position. And I think we've done very well. We've got a very positive approach. And
there's a lot of criticism. I mean, when I go out and I hear people say, oh, this is the worst government we've ever had, etc.
It's almost to criticise. But what we need is people who can do, not people who say they can do. And there's a big difference between the two of them.
Well, let's go to something which obviously was something that came into your administration as Health Minister. That's the Reciprocal Health Agreement. A pretty pusillanimous performance by the government, wasn't it?
No, not at all, because at the end of the day, what we gave to the UK government was a cheque for £2.5 million.
But you had to be rescued by the cavalry led by Andrew McKinley, didn't you?
No, we didn't. It was part of a joint effort, but what we fail to recognise is that the settlement at the end of the day is costing the Isle of Man taxpayer a considerable amount of money.
So you would have gone for getting rid of the Reciprocal Health Agreement. You thought that was a money-saving measure and should have been followed.
No, not a money-saving measure, but the way forward was agreed by Tindwald in October 2009, and we were working to that plan of action.
But it seemed the overall view of the people was, we want this agreement.
Well, the overall view of the people was that they wanted certainty, and the certainty could have been given by the proposals which we brought before Tindwald.
Well, let's just go back to your own constituency. In 2006, you said, I will seek to secure restoration of the 24-hour minor injury service at Ramsey Cottage Hospital. A bit of work to do there still, isn't there?
No, not necessarily, because we had a meeting on site with the Northern MHKs, with the Friends of the League of Friends of Ramsey Cottage Hospital, and indeed the local GPs. And we decided that for operational reasons, we couldn't keep it open beyond 8 o'clock at night. The use after 8 o'clock at night was complete minimal. So, unfortunately, those staff, the skilled, highly skilled staff that we had there, have to have a certain level of activity to keep their skills up to speed.
Would you agree after 8 o'clock, it's a time when people are most worried. If something happens at that time of night, they feel there's no one to turn to. That's really when they need someone to turn to, someone there available.
No, we're much better off with the paramedic service, and that provides a high level of support to people in the community.
You were accused of having secret meetings over the possible road through Kirkmichael's school. Did you have secret meetings?
Categorically, no.
You didn't have secret meetings? So everything was open and above board and available for inspection?
Everything was. I did speak to the various people involved, and I think that we have missed a golden opportunity to add certainly value to the school and to get a share of the development value of the land behind.
So you still say your way was the right way?
I'm confident that my way was the right way. Unfortunately, there's people criticising who don't live in the commercial world.
You say you work with the local commissioners. If there's a problem, we work out a common approach. Are you, though, the senior member in that partnership?
No, I'm not.
To beat the table and say, I'm the MHK, this is what will happen.
No, it's a consensual approach. There's no point in going out of the trench and looking over your shoulder and finding there's nobody following you.
Housing in Bride. You referred to that in your election manifesto in 2006 as a development needed there. Is general development needed in Bride? Is there a demand for it there?
We brought forward a permitted development order, which needs to go to Tindwald. That went out to public consultation. Unfortunately, there was one objection to it, and as a consequence, it's now going to a public inquiry, which is likely to be held in the next 3 or 4 months.
Chief Minister, the role could be coming up. You are having a finger pointed at you, a safe pair of hands in a crisis. Would you take on the role if it was offered to you?
I wouldn't go looking for it. I don't have pointed elbows to push me away.
Would you accept it if they came to you and said, please, Mr. Tier, we want you to be Chief Minister?
It would very much have to be a consensual approach on the way forward.
Do you think you're the man for the job if the job landed in your lap?
No, there are strong candidates around, and as I say, I haven't got pointed elbows.
Mr. Tier, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Eddie Tier, constituency for Ayr, one of our election candidates. It's 8 o'clock on Mandate.